You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So the tug I was referring to was a tug of responsibility to give the audience the payoff on the story. But some other time, we will get to that story. Remind me. Let's keep it.
Hold on.
This is what I'm telling you. All right. I know now at this point, I was going to tell the story, and I will tell the story at some point, and it'll inevitably be disappointing because now it already has too much buildup.
It seems like you found an escape hatch and you're taking advantage. I need the story. This is a story where you were drugged and cheated on a girlfriend. I mean, I need that.
The only time.
A tarpon bed. Yep.
The only time that, well, we'll get to it another time. Yeah. All right. Just hold on to it. Just hold on to it. And what I'm telling you is I'm promising you.
Hold on to it.
I am promising you that the story will get told at some point, but not today. We're going to end with disappointment today about the time that I was drugged. Mike, would you do me the favor, please, though, before we go any further here on the post-game show, as we do this maiden voyage on Pirate Radio and we try to get our bandwidth right, and we will try to figure out a number of different things over the course of the week that make all of this easier and faster and better.
The pirate ship's springing all sorts of leaks right now, Dano.
What happened?
I mean, it's just I can't get the podcast out. The important part is they've recorded and saved.
Where's the guy in the miner's hat?
Yeah, he's going to need to get over here with a jump drive and then go to a public library.
Do you want to go get Bob right now, our one employee who's holding this, the whole America's biggest radio show, a show that the Cameo guy is saying he's never seen what's happening around Stugatz with our audience right now in Cameo. It's making Greg Cody insanely jealous.
He probably says that to everybody, though. Let's be real. If George Clooney joined Cameo, I'm sure he'd have a similar turnout of 60 requests.
If George Wendt joined Cameo, he'd have the same, I think, pool as two
George
guys.
George Wendt Norm.
That is an excellent.
I mean, I have 55 requests. So I feel like he's seen this before, old Addison.
Okay. Addison might have a little Stugatz in him. All right. A couple of things here on the post-game show as we continue on this ride. Because there are a number of things going on that I want to tell you about as we are in the beginning stages of free agency, and we're trying to be creative about how we deliver all of this stuff to you because we try to be a little different at every turn, and we really do like the idea of sailing along for a few weeks as Pirate Radio. Billy, what are you laughing at so much with so much hysteria?
George Wendt is on Cameo for $125.
What? I mean, I am selling myself short right now, man.
I mean,
Jesus.
Norm from Cheers. Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Who's more famous, Norm from Cheers or Stugatz? Because I think George Wendt is more famous than Stugatz. Is he not? Still, even though his heyday was 20 years ago.
It was more than 20 years ago, George. What? Cheers was in the 80s.
Well, when was he on Saturday Night Live as Da Bears? Was that in the 90s?
I think so, yeah.
My wife told me last night that last year the number one person, the number one biggest earning person on Cameo was the guy from The Office who's the older balding guy. I don't know his name.
We talked about this, Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin,
exactly.
Thank you. Yeah, we've talked about it a couple of times. If you listened to the show or did anything other than be lazy,
you must have missed it that day.
Turn. Yeah,
he did over $1 million. I'm breaking that record, just so we know.
Okay,
I bet you are.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate the contribution. One of the things that I wanted to ask you for, Mike, is I try to keep people abreast of what's going on with us. We are hopefully going to have a sponsor for this voyage as it gets going. Hopefully we will have a variety of different contents for you that you can find in some places. For example, I am hoping that by tomorrow, if Bob and his miner's helmet gets everything up and running and we have something as simple as bandwidth that works at the correct time, that we will be able to unveil a new merch store that will have more options by a lot than what it is you've seen. And we are hoping to have a merch store that is a place that you will enjoy going to. So that's something that we've got in play. And the other thing I wanted to do here, Mike, and is this going to affect your bandwidth as well if I ask you to get the long stat of the day intro, because I want to play it again, and it's our music, and it's something that was purchased by us, and our musicians did it. I would like to listen to it again, because it sort of evaporated yesterday. We put a lot of effort into that, and I want to tell the story of what it is that we were doing when we tried to do that. There were some people who seemed to think, why didn't they ever play that before? They should have played it before. And it's because we were working on it during the holiday break, right up until 3 o'clock in the morning the night before, and we forgot about Method Man, which was why it's not his fault that it's slightly offbeat. It's because we were doing it at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'd like to play the long stat of the day song, but I don't know if we can with the bandwidth situation.
Absolutely, Dan. I'll hit it.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, it is your stat of the day. Stat of the day, stat of the day, it is your stat of the day. Stat of the day, stat of the day, it is your stat of the day. Stat of the day, stat of the day, it is your stat of the day.
Let's go, Uncle Luke, bloody Miami Bass in their face, face,
Poppy's coming.
Hey, people, listen up, players.
Get it.
Cut the bleep. It is time to go on a journey. I will take a flamethrower to this place.
Aye, Poppy.
Is it just me? Or is it a little warm in here?
Get it.
Flaming doodoo fire. So loud, so wrong. Flaming doodoo fire.
Start up the day.
To me again.
Poppy's coming.
Woo! So loud. Woo! So wrong. Woo!
It's the stat of the day.
They can kiss my old Cuban ass.
Start of the day. Start of the day. It is your start of the day. Start of the day, start of the day, it is your start of the day. Start of the day, start of the day, it is your start of the day. Start of the day, start of the day, it is your start of the day.
Yo, who did this? And who did that? Lay up, way up before they block that. That boy hot, he on fire. I'm talking back to back and stats don't lie. You gotta have these skills. You can't fake this up. It's going in the record book. You can't make this up. Man down, time out. Somebody break this up. Kick him out. Double tap. Show if he act up. Oh boy, my boy, it just got real. What you think this is? Oh, you gon' take this L for real.
Hey, yo, Method Man, one time for you, yeah. It's the stat of the day. Yep, the stat of the day. This ain't a Stephen King novel, so don't get carried away. I borrowed the line from Poppy while I was passing the J. Man, what happened to Gase? It's the stat of the day. Yep, the stat of the day. Long as the numbers don't lie, that's all that matters today. Shout to Poppy, cause he probably was a Mac in his day. Am I gay? Where Dolphin must have been the catch of the day.
Right off the bat, it's off the map. Digging down in the almanac, who got the stat? Give it to us, just drop the facts, all of that. Running numbers, now I want the stat.
No time for arguments, yo, let me see them facts. Yo, don't you bother talking shit, I ain't got time for that. Before you claim a single thing, you better run it back. Ain't no racking up, no W's until I see them stats.
Who got the stat? Who got the stat? Who got the stat? Stat of the day.
Stat of the day. Get this here, stat of the day.
Stat of the day.
It's the stat of the day. It's the stat of the day. It's the stat of the day. It's the stat of the day. It's the stat of the day. It's the stat of the day. It's the stat of the day. It's the stat of the day. It's the stat of the day. It's the stat of the day. It's the stat of the day.
I wanted to sing a little song to introduce the segment. A tradition like no other. Is this a little much? No, no, no. It's time for the long version of the stat of the day. Stu Gatz will read us the stat.
Struck by lightning twice. Sugar Ray Robinson's son is in the Hall of Fame for roller derby. What? 1.25 billion chicken wings get eaten on every Super Bowl Sunday. That's 625 million wingless chickens. In 1943, the Steelers and the Eagles lost so many players to service in World War II that the teams combined, and they called it the Steagles. Stat of the day. Stat of the day. Stat of the day. I can't believe Dan thought Josh Allen would never be a good quarterback. Michael Phelps hit the longest golf putt ever made on camera at 159 feet. That's deep. The Harlem Globetrotters are originally from Chicago and known as the Savoy Big Five. And that ain't no jive. Joe Theismann's last name is actually pronounced Theismann, but a marketing guy at Notre Dame got him to change it to Theismann, so Theismann rhymes with Heisman. Theismann, Heisman. Joe came in second that year to Jim Plunkett. Man, that don't even rhyme. Who would have thunk it? Stat of the day. Stat of the day. Stat of the day. Running backs don't matter. Sacks are not a QB stat. Mac practice effect, draft capital, true shooting percentage. That's what's win rate. What's a Pythagorean expectation? Spin efficiency. You act like Kittle? Nobody's got yak like Kittle, man. Kittle's got crazy yak. Regress to the mean. Regress to the mean. Yeah, that's the stat of the day.
Our original G, hit them with something sexy, Kenny G.
Wow, that was great.
It was amazing.
I'm not going to make us sit through 60 minutes, guys. I'll put that in post.
It was frustrating. I had to explain that to a couple of people in my family, my wife and my dad. It's like they listened for the first time yesterday.